This year, Tisha B'Av once again falls out on Shabbat, and of course, as a result, it's a nidche, it's pushed off to this Sunday. And as a result of that, the issue of Tisha B'Av being pushed off by a day, the Achronim have the following question. Do we treat, essentially, that Tisha B'Av is really on Shabbos, but for technical halachic reasons, we cannot observe the fast day on Shabbos, so we're forced to push it off to Sunday, but the reality is that Tisha B'Av, in essence, really falls out on Shabbos? Or do we say that once it's nidche, it's pushed off, it's totally pushed off? It's as though the Chachamim came and they moved to Tisha B'Av from being on the ninth day, i.e. Shabbos, to the tenth day on Sunday. Again, do we view this really that Tisha B'Av is still on Shabbos, but for technical reasons we pushed it off? Or do we say, no, Tisha B'Av has been completely removed, its entire essence, from Saturday, from Shabbos, and placed onto Sunday, almost as the Chacham created a new day of fasting coming up this Sunday. Now that question that sounds somewhat theoretical really has very practical ramifications. And that practical quality is seen in several places. One expression of that is the question of the week before Tisha B'Av, or the week before coming up the Shabbos. Normally the week before Tisha B'Av is called Shavuot Shechal Bo, the week of Tisha B'Av itself. And there are certain restrictions that exist on Shavuot Shechal Bo that normally would not exist during the rest of the 9 days. Certain greater restrictions when it comes to cutting nails, greater restrictions when it comes to fixing of clothing, to washing of clothing, to eating meat in certain circumstances. For instance, if a person is a Baal Simcha, he's making a Siyum or he's making a Bris, if it's typically just during the 9 days, anybody who's there can partake with the Baal Simcha. But if it's Shavuot Shechal Bo, the week in which Tisha B'Av occurs, so then we are more limited. Only the 10 people who are close to him, the 10 immediate people can partake in that simcha, but not a broader audience. Again, and a number of different restrictions when it comes to Shavuot Shechal Bo. The question comes up this year, where Tisha B'Av has been moved to Sunday, is this week, the week before Tisha B'Av, does it have the status of Shavuot Shechal Bo, the week of Tisha B'Av? If we assume that Tisha B'Av really is on Shabbos, but for technical reasons, it had to move to Sunday, so therefore this entire week has the status of Shavuot Shechal Bo, with all of its greater chumras, all of its greater stringencies. But if you assume that Tisha B'Av was a new day was created, that this Sunday is the new creation of the day of Tisha B'Av, so therefore there's no Shavuot Shechal Bo. This week is not the week of Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is really on Sunday, not on Shabbos. The poskim disagree about this issue, and to some degree they split the issue. In certain areas we are machmir, in certain areas we are more mekel, and that's something that requires asking a question to a competent halachic authority when it comes up. Another fascinating issue is whether or not this Shabbos, which of course is the ninth day of Tisha B'Av, but we can't observe it as such, whether or not some of the normal restrictions of Avelus that would be on Shabbos apply for this week. For instance, when a person is sitting Shiva, the person is an Avel, so even though Shabbos cannot be a day of public mourning, we know that privately, Dvarim Shebetinam, private areas of mourning, are still observed on the Shabbos of Shiva. Unlike by Yantiv, by Shabbos, there are private observances of Shiva, and there's a lengthy debate in the poskim of what are these private areas of observance, what does it apply to? Now, obviously, something that's public is like sitting on a low chair. Something that's public is, one of a number of things. Private areas are harder to define what's private and what's public. The area that, for instance, everyone is masking to, everyone agrees, is private avelut, is the issue of intimacy between a married couple. And that's something that during the week of Shiva, even on Shabbos, we're still noheg, we still observe avelos of those things that are bitsina. The shaila that's raised is how about this Shabbos? The Shabbos that really should be Tisha B'Av, but it's been pushed off to Sunday, do those dvarim shebitsina, private areas of mourning, do they apply for this Shabbos or not? If we assume that, yes, Shabbos is really Tisha B'Av, but technically we had to move the day to Sunday because you can't fast on Shabbos, so the dvarim shebitsina would still apply. If we assume that the Chachamim were okay, they uprooted the idea of Tisha B'Av and they moved it to Sunday altogether, therefore this Shabbos is like any other Shabbos, and you would not observe any laws of mourning. This, in fact, is machlokus between the Shulchan Aruch, Smekel, and the Ramah, who is machmir. The Ramah is machmir in most areas of Avelos when it comes to the 3 weeks and the 9 days. And the Ramah said that the minhag is be machmir to observe some aspects of Avelos this Shabbos, even though we don't fast until Sunday. So there are many practical dinim that come up that are different this year because Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos and has been moved is nidchet to Sunday. Let's mention a few of them briefly. One area has to do with the standards of when a person could break a fast. Now, normally, if a person is sick on Tisha B'Av, we still encourage them to try to fast. If they have a headache or they're sick in other ways, we still say Tisha B'Av is a very important fast. And of course, you should try. Of course, a person should never put their life in danger, but the fast of Tisha B'Av is taken very seriously. Now, obviously, this year we take it seriously as well, but the standards of breaking one's fast is less. So, for instance, the Shvus Yaakov points out, and this is recorded by the Bir Halacha, that somebody who's even like a michush, someone who just has like a strong pain, a very strong discomfort, where in normal years, we would say keep on fasting. This year, the standard is lower, and a person will be able to break his fast because, again, this year the fast is a nidche. It's been pushed off to Sunday. The same is true when it comes to a woman who is pregnant, when it comes to a woman within 30 days of having given birth. Obviously, these are issues that have to be spoken over with a rav or with a posek. But again, the standard of when you could break your fast is less here than it normally would be. There's another issue that comes up this year as well, and namely, that's the question of what happens when Tisha B'Av is over. Normally, the halacha is, and the Ramah said that this is the minhag bizmanenu, so normally a person maintains the observances of the 9 days up until chatzos of the 10th day of Av, and that would mean in regards to showering, that would mean in regards to haircuts, shaving, music, eating meat, drinking wine, all of those things continue until the middle of the 10th day of Av. And that's, of course, because the Iker Chorban, the burning of the Beis HaMikdash, really took place more on the 10th day than on the 9th day. In fact, the Gemara tells us that there are those people that don't fast both on the 9th day and on the 10th day. Now, that's on a typical year. How about this year when Tisha B'Av falls out on the 10th day of Av? I mean, we're fasting the 10th day of Av. Should those restrictions go into the 11th day or not? Again, this is discussed by the Ramah and by the Mishnah Berurah and by many others. The Psak of the Ramah is that immediately after Tisha B'Av, a person can get a haircut, a person can shave, a person can do other things that were restricted on the 9 days. So when it comes to eating meat, so a person should continue to abstain from eating meat, not until chatzos of the next day, but just that night, meaning this year will be Sunday night. A person should not eat meat, although other things are permitted. The Poskim do discuss issues of music, and the Magen Avraham and others seem to assume that music also is prohibited until the next day. Not until chatzos, but let's say until when a person wakes up on Monday morning. Now, clearly what the Ramah is pointing to is that a person is more machmir when it comes to eating meat and drinking wine. Where do we see that? So we know that, according to many poskim, a person can eat meat and drink wine the entire 9 days. There is no problem, according to the Machaber and others. But the Ramah said that we should be more machmir when it comes to eating meat and drinking wine, because meat and wine were sources of simcha and I dare say they still are sources of simcha, and therefore, as a result, people were more machmir when it comes to meat and wine. And that chumrah is reflected in this case, where even though Tisha B'Av is over, and even though the next day it started already, and now it's the 11th day of Av, and not the 10th day of Av, so the Ramah recommends still not eating meat until the next morning, until the next day. There are other halachos as well, but we're going to continue speaking about them in the next mini-shir. Thank you.